Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending
God's favor.
And welcome again to my relief broadcast of America Speaks About, the Reality of Creators. Thank you for joining us this Sunday. We want to let you know that we have, again, a very special show for you this morning. We don't seem to be getting out. There we go. The audio is coming back. All of what's going on here. But we're glad to have you this morning to join us now. We got the audio set straight, so maybe we can get the show going. You are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, The Reality of the Creator. And this morning, today's talk will be on people. When we forget our Creator, insanity takes the place of intelligence. This is part two of the talk that we are continuing today. I believe we had this conversation the week before last, and again last week was somewhat the same conversation. Because why? It's the time that we live in. It's necessary, people, for us to realize exactly what's going on, and it's being talked about just about everyone now. It's almost a universal title. Us knowing who we are, understanding who we are, understanding our purpose in life, our purpose of being created, and that we're all here on a mission. We're only traveling through this world. It's temporary. It's not the real reality of life. So this is basically what we're going to have Imam Shahid Shabazz continue to speak on today. For some reason, it seems like it went off. I don't know whether you can hear me or not. Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Yes.
Yes, okay. It sounded for a moment there like I went off the air, so I want to make sure that I'm still on. I will continue with the summary, and then I'll have you to neatly take over with the beautiful, beautiful message that you have for us today. Intelligence gives human beings the ability to know right from wrong. Intelligent life for the human being is thinking. It's in his thinking. The Creator created the human being with spiritual life. The spiritual life gives birth to thinking life for the human being. We also have another life that the Creator gives us. And this life is the lower life. It is the flesh of the carnal life. When we don't think, we cannot conceive or hear our Creator speaking to us. Most people do not think because most people are only engaged in or obsessed with the things they see. The material things in the material world are only a distraction for the human being to keep the human being from focusing on the unseen. So, the Creator guides us in His final revelation, the Holy Quran. And He teaches us that He has given us signs in the heavens and the earth to teach us about His unseen reality. The human life is like the Creator's in that the Creator's life is eternal life. When people began to think, then people began to come in touch with reality. Reality means unending, everlasting life for the human being. So we, as humans, have to be able to differentiate or discern the creation from the Creator, because the Creator is spiritual. His world is spiritual. His reality is spiritual. The material world is only a test for the life in this part of Allah's creation. It is a test of the will to see who will be best in conduct in this evil world. The Creator says, the root of all evil is in the love of the material world. Thank you, thank you. Our radio listening board, audience, thank you again for joining us this morning, or this afternoon, should I say. And now I bring to you our host for today, Imam Shahid Shabbat.
I would like to greet you all today, first of all, by saying I thank Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, for blessing all of you to wake up today to see another beautiful day in his beautiful creation. You know, and I would like to just begin with prayer and go into the talk. I would like to begin with the opening prayer of the Holy Quran, the final revelations that Almighty God revealed to his last prophet Muhammad for all mankind. It's not just for the Muslim. The Quran is for all of y'all. I wish you all would learn to start picking up the Quran, getting your Quran, and reading the Quran, and you'll see a totally new reality from which you can't see by just looking at the things around you and not focusing on your creator, the one that's keeping everything that you see going. He's the sustainer. He keep you breathing air. He keep your life going. So let's give him praise, all praise and thanks for that. In this prayer, we will thank him for that. In this prayer, we will show our gratitude to him for that and ask him to protect us from being of those ungrateful ones who want to do what they want to do and destroy the world, make this world a hell when Almighty God made this earth a heaven for us down here, just like it is in his heaven where no evil exists. We'll begin with the prayer. With the name Allah, Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, the most gracious and most merciful, master ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. Wonderful prayer. Think on that prayer, and you'll see your beginning and your ending. And that prayer can end in good, it can end in bad. It's your choice. But remember, it's your choice. Almighty God gave the human being a free will, a limited free will now. Why is it limited? Because he created us and put us in a limited world. He said this world we're in is limited. It's going to run out. He said everything in it is going to run out. Even time as we know it, some people may think, and I used to think myself a long time ago when I was ignorant that time was forever. No, 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 no. Time runs out. Time got an ending date. Time got an ending date. Everything created. Time is created too, you know. You know, time runs out. So don't think that you got every day, you know, to act the fool, you know, to disregard your creator, forget that he exists and think that you're in control of your own life, or think that the president, not just Mr. Donald Trump, but any presidents anywhere in the world, any government, think that any of them are in control. No man or nothing that Allah created in is in control of Allah's creation. This is his creation. I know it's a lot of evil down here, and Allah said, don't evil me. Face you at every turn. Know that he still has power over all things in the heavens and earth. He has power over evil. So why should you submit to evil people and think that, you know, you can get good out of evil? Most people, they forget their creator, most Muslim, Christian, Jews, people in general. And you see them, they say they got faith on one hand, and then, you know, they pray and they worship, and then you see them go out and commit sins, and they act like that's all right. So most people have made religion and faith the same, and religion and faith is not the same. Religion is anything you do out of habit. If you become a drug addict and you is a habitual drug addict, you use them all the time, that's your religion. If you become a liar or a thief, and you lie all the time and you steal all the time, that becomes your way of life, your religion. So religion really means way of life. And you can't get life out of evil. You get life out of good. So when we do good, you get life. And if you do good, I just got to talking to a brother, you're going to get good in return. You reap what you sow. Now, this is the beautiful saying I loved when I was growing up. I used to see people growing gardens in the South. Now, I've seen them plant potatoes, beets, and all kinds of fruits and vegetables. I ain't never seen them plant a beet and reap when it was time to sow, you know, the harvest, to get the harvest and get a potato. No, I ain't never seen that. I ain't never seen an apple tree, you know, produce oranges. So that's just to say, people, if you say you believe in Almighty God, whoever you want to call him by name, he's the same God. You can't change him who he are by giving him a name of Allah, Jesus Christ, his son, and all that kind of stuff, or Jehovah, Yahweh. Them names don't mean nothing to Allah. He don't need you to give him no name. If you want to give him any name, give him the name the Supreme Creator of the heavens and the earth. And the Supreme Creator that has power over all things and all beings in the heavens and the earth, seen and unseen. That's the name you can give him, to give him his proper name and give him his proper props and due respect. So, you know, we was created, as the sister said, and put here in a material world that's not real. The things in it are not real, but we were put in an unreal to test our faith to see if we're going to believe in this unreal world and our unreal self and unreal things in this world, or believe in the real world, which is what? Unseen. That's the world of Allah. Right now, everything you see, you think you're really seeing these things, even when you look at yourself, but you're really not. They're just an illusion. The real world is behind all of this. This is just like a picture, or not a picture, Allah, I like to say this. He says a cover or a veil. This whole world and everything in it, and it covers the truth. It hides the truth. So that's why you see most people following the world, they're so ignorant. They're so insane because they don't know right from wrong. You can't know right from wrong if you don't know the truth. Only the truth, the whole truth, will set you free. Set you free how? Your mind. Free from this prison. This world is a prison. And only the truth can set your heart, soul, and mind free from this prison. There's Satan, or the evil one, that's out to destroy all human souls. He is the dominant influence in the material world. And Allah gave him that job and told him, say, yeah, I'm going to give you respite until I raise up all, human beings from the dead in this material world. I'm going to test you down there with them. I'm going to test them with you and you with them. And he said, you can get all of them. Satan said, I'm going to get them all there. And Allah said, the Creator said, well, you can have them all. If they all follow you, then I'm going to feel here with you and all of them to follow you. So that show you right there that Almighty God, he don't need us. You know, and then most people in religion now, especially the Muslim, they be acting like they all this and that, and like they some gods. Like Allah need them in Islam. And they own Islam. That's how the Jews did when Almighty God revealed his message to them and the Christians. They act like the religion or the way of life was for them and not for the rest of the world. And the rest of the world had to come through them in order to get God's word. That's insanity. Almighty God, Allah, when he created every living thing, and especially the human being, he created a direct connection with them. Everything created knows Allah by nature. Because Allah said he created the nature of good in every living thing, jinns and human beings. So everything, even the devil, by nature is good. And he know good too. That's why he used good to bait you into evil. Because he know good. And so he makes things look all pretty in this world and all good. And most people fall for it. But Almighty God, Allah say everything in this world, I don't care how good and pretty it look. He says just goods and chattels of deception. Things to deceive you. It look good to the eye, but once you go after it, it tastes good to the taste. But once you taste it, and then it reminds you of me of a rotten apple. It looks so pretty. I used to love to eat, so I love some pretty apples. I just like apples. And boy, I shine my apple up real pretty, and then, man, it'd be so pretty. And I'm just biting out into a delicious apple and bite down into a rotten apple with worms in it. That's how this world is. You think you got something when you got these material things. You think you got something when you got this pretty body. Oh, my body's pretty. You got women calling themselves goddess now. You even got men calling themselves gods. And got people in general come talking about peace, God. Calling people God. It ain't but one God. La, 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 la. No God but Allah. But I do want to share this with you. I think this is very intriguing. And it says a lot for my character. And I don't want no critic. I'm saying that it may benefit you all. I was getting my car checked the other day at this place, and me and the lady and her daughter was in the waiting room. And the little girl came up to me with her arms up to hug me, and her mama looked at her. She didn't scold her. She smiled. And then after she got off the phone talking, her mother started talking, and I said she came to me like that because I say she feel the spirit of God in me because I'm a spiritual man. I said I have given my life completely to God, and so therefore I have a child's heart now, and a child's heart is innocent. They don't know no evil. I said that child, she was about 5 or 4. I said she don't know no evil. She just no good, and she felt the goodness of God in me. That's what drew her to me. And the mother said, that makes sense to me. She said, I like that. She said, it was nice meeting you. You see, if you worship Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, sincerely, you ain't got to go around with no sign, no Bible around your neck, or no Quran in your hand. Or you ain't got to go around hollering and hooping, I love Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. I love Allah. There's no God but Allah. You don't believe in Allah, you're going to hell. You don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're going to hell. You don't have to go around here with all that craziness and foolishness. If you live a good life, I'm going to tell you what faith is in a few words, inshallah. Faith is belief in the unseen, knowing that you can't, even though you can't see your Creator, know that He sees you. He's a spirit. He's everywhere. And know that He's the one sustaining everything that you see, beginning with yourself. And know that even though you don't see Him, that ain't the most important thing. Know He sees you. And not only know that He sees you, know that He knows the secrets in your heart that you don't want other people to find out about. Huh? Yeah. So all praise is due to Allah. This is all about why we're here, the purpose of life. What is the purpose of life? Most people act like the purpose of life is to make this world right here a paradise. Huh? And we see when most people do that, they done made this world of what? A hell. Because this world is not a paradise. This world is a world of evil. The Creator, as the sister said in the beginning, I believe, but Allah said, the Creator said, the root of all evil is the love of this material world. Why? Because the material world is a magician. It's an illusionist. It makes you think these things in it is real, and then after you go after these things and you go after them, why they don't last? That's why Satan always bringing out something new, a new car, a new form, a new that. Because everything here is passing away. It's here for a limited period of time. It's temporary. So he got to bring out something else because he know that which he already deluding you away, your attention away from the unseen with, he got to bring something else seen. And one of the biggest way he keep people believing in this world, he build tall buildings. He compete all over the world and then building tall buildings to make you think, oh, man, this world going to be here forever. Look at these tall buildings here. The Empire State Building, World Trade Towers that got blown down. They got one over in Malaysia, I think, taller than the World Trade Towers in Malaysia, the country of Malaysia. So, people, it's wake-up time or ship-out time. People are dying now faster than I ever seen them die in my 61 years of being here on the planet. Muslims, too. Muslims, Christians. And people are killing their babies. You got men murdering men, women murdering women. Is that the way of God? Is that how we're supposed to be living on this planet? You all know it's wrong. Because Almighty God, Allah, created the nature in you to know and distinguish right from wrong. You ain't got to be in no religion. You know when you do wrong, your heart and your conscience start troubling you, bothering you. And if you keep doing it so long, your heart and conscience will stop troubling you because you done reached the point of no return. And that it goes in these words. Almighty God, Allah, say, sin, you can sin so much that he will close the doors of forgiveness on you. You can't get back there. You won't even accept your repentance no more. You don't want to get to that point. But I'm going to be honest, most people have already reached that point. Why? Because you see them sinning, Muslim, Christian, Jews, everybody, most of the people, every day, day in and day out. And it ain't your words come out your mouth that determines your belief. It's your intentions and your conduct. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Walaykum as-salam. As you can see, audience, he's coming on strong with his teaching today. Very, very important to realize and understand the time that you're in. And why things are happening as they're happening. Not because of anything that the Creator is doing, it's because of man, you. What you are not doing and what you should be doing, really, that's causing all these problems that we have. It's man, his determination to do evil and choose evil over good. And humanity appears to be satisfied with it. What efforts are they putting forth to try to correct this evil, destroy this evil? United, we can do it. Without it, we won't be able to do anything but be among the weak and helpless. We have to unite and have faith, as Imam Shahid Shabazz says. It's all about our faith that we have, not about religion. Anything can be your religion. But your faith in the Creator, trusting in Him, and believing in Him. That reminds me, too, I've been reading the Holy Quran, and there was a saying that when Imam Shahid Shabazz was talking that, reminds me of the ayat that I was reading from the Quran that I want to share with you. These ayats are that. When you hear I dropped the paper. I had to slow them down so that I wouldn't forget. They swear their strongest oaths by Allah that if a special sign came to them, by it they would believe. Say, certainly, Allah's signs are in the power of Allah. But what will make you Muslims realize that even if special signs came, they will not believe? We too shall turn to confusion their hearts and their eyes, even as they refuse to believe in this. In the first instance, we shall lead them in their trespasses, wander in distraction. Those in obstinate rebellion against the law are merely deceived and deceive each other. Leave them alone, but trust and obey Allah openly and in the innermost recesses of your heart. The plots of the wicked are but plots against their own souls. And this you can see is so true. So let them be. They're not going to, if they don't want to believe, they won't believe. And Allah has left them like that. He's left their hearts. So they don't see, they don't comprehend, because they have chosen to believe in themselves instead of in their creation. And it says, even if we did send unto them angels, and the dead did speak unto them, and we gathered together all things before their very eyes, they are not the ones to believe. unless it is in a law's plan. But most of them ignore the truth. So allow them to go wandering in distraction and confusion and doing their evil because they refuse to believe and have faith. That also reminded me I was looking at Facebook where it came up, and this is really unbelievable. Sometimes they have fake news. And I'm wondering if this, you can expect anything in this world, but we know that. But this is just going to be beyond all reasoning. It says that in Japan, people are actually cooking and roasting human beings. And you showed a picture of what appeared to be some great big animal, anyway, might have been a human being, showing on Facebook, and said that they are actually cooking human beings in Japan. Can you imagine? But it also says that they are making plastic, right, and something else plastic. They are sending even here in America, and they're telling people don't eat this rice in these Chinese restaurants because it's made of plastic. And they showed on there how they processed it, how they gather it, the plastic, everything, and processed and made it into rice to look just like rice. So you can see how far off course we have gone and going away from the Creator and His plan for us in life. Thank you, Imam Shaheed Shabazz. You are listening to our radio listening audience. Those Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. I want to thank you for joining us. And if there are any comments, please, you're welcome. Come on, push the number one button on your phone, and that will send you into our studio, and we will be glad to have you ask a question, to give us some feedback, join us in the discussion. That's what makes it beautiful. We are one family. It's for you. It's not just for you to listen to us. It's for you to join us also. And now back to Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Thank you very much, and those comments that you made, those statements that you made were beautiful. And even if I wasn't a believer in Allah or the Creator, those comments that you made would help me to start thinking about, I need to start believing. Because people, I want to say this right here, first of all and foremost of all, like the sister said about these people cooking human beings. Well, right here in America, we had this guy named Dahmer, a Caucasian. He was killing most of the black people and Spanish people, and he was cutting their body parts up, putting it in the freezer, and he was going in, like you eat food, going in there once in a while, taking out a leg, a thigh, a breast, a heart, and cooking them and eating them. So this evil that she was talking about in China or whatever, it's right here at home too. It's right here at home. This is because Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, He said, when you reject Him, you will fall to doing the lowest of the low in moral degradation. And you do things like that. Even me and somebody was talking, and even in the Holy Quran, the Satan that most people are always talking about, the devil made me do it. People, I don't know why they're doing all this evil. They want to try to blame all the evil in the world on the devil. You can stop that mess right now today on this show. The evil in this world ain't because of the devil. No, it ain't. It's because of you. You're the devil. Let me tell you this right here. Almighty God, Allah said, only good that happens to us in this world, the material world, come from Allah. And He said, only bad that happens in this world come from ourselves as human beings. He didn't say the devil. The devil, Satan, in the Quran, he come out of heaven. He was created before we was created. He know Allah. He know the power of Allah. And he says in the Quran, I fear Allah. He said, even though I'm down here low in hell, I still fear Allah. And he's saying, and really he's looking at all these so-called human beings, and they don't even fear Allah. But yet they fear evil. Most people are scared to be good. Most people think if they be good and righteous, they're going to lose something. Ain't that something? Most people fear their own soul. Their own godless soul. They fear their soul. So that's why you got these Muslims, more Muslims today, the majority of them practicing what? Hypocrisy. You got most Christians practicing what? Hypocrisy. You got most Jew, Hebrew, whatever you want to call yourself, practicing what? Hypocrisy. And so on with all these other so-called religious groups. They practicing hypocrisy. And Allah say hypocrisy have took over the world. When most people in religion are say they believe in God, a God, because they don't take the spiritual life seriously. If a person takes something seriously, they're going to be into that thing all the time or most of the time, ain't they? If I take my wife seriously, I'm not going to mistreat her. I'm not going to be talking to her in any kind of way, abusing her mentally, physically, or spiritually. But look at these people. If they took the laws of Allah seriously, the Creator, they wouldn't be eating dead flesh. Huh? They wouldn't be killing each other just for the hell of it, to make some money. Huh? Men wouldn't be sleeping with men having sexual intercourse. Women wouldn't be sleeping with women having sexual intercourse. Women and men wouldn't be molesting children, not just a child, a little child, but babies too. In parts of the world, in Africa and America, people are molesting even children. Just born, how sick can you get? The majority of the people in the world have reached the epitome of insanity and moral degradation because they have forgotten the law. And he said, when you forget him, you will fall to the doing the lowest of the lowest thing, like the sister was just saying, cooking plastic and selling it to you for right. I understand back here in America, and it's true, these Caucasian people, so-called white, they were cutting up horses and selling horse meat in Harvest, McDonald's, and other restaurants for beef burgers. And still doing it. I'm going to tell you another thing that's so sorry. Not just America, but sorry people in general who forget their Creator, fall so low in moral degradation and corruption, wickedness and sin. I was working at a Harvest restaurant in Durham, North Carolina, where I'm from. I was born there anyway. I'm from heaven. I was just born in Durham. I'm from heaven, though. I ain't of this world. I was working there. Now, you know the sinks where you wash the utensils, they big. You can actually sit in them big pots and pans. One day I went in to work, and I heard somebody tell me, say, two white guys had got fired. And I asked why. They said because one white guy had masturbated in the marinade, and one white guy had BM in the mustard, and they was actually selling, putting it on the bread, selling it to the people on their food. Can you imagine that? I can easily. And this was about almost 40 years ago. How bad are they now? They doing some of everything. People, you jinn people. Most of you people are jinns. You're evil spirits walking in the human flesh. And you hate good. And the Creator just said it. Most of you ain't going to believe, even if he sent you down. He said if he were to send down angels ascending from heaven, yeah, all day long, most of the people would say, ah, them ain't no angels. Our eyes are bewitched. That's some sorcery. That's how much people don't believe in the unseen. Why they don't believe in the unseen, most people? Because they don't want to. Because if they believe in the unseen, then they're going to realize they got to take responsibility for living a good life, a moral life. They can't be doing all these immoral things that they're doing. You got what's called in religion today, beginning with Islam. Islam ain't no religion. But you got even in the people that say they're Muslim in this way of life called Islam, which is for everybody, and it's perfected and pure for everybody if you're sincere. You got people in this way of life practicing bid'ah. Christians are practicing bid'ah. The majority of them. Jews are practicing Bidda, the majority of them. And all the other people in the world that say they believe in a creator are practicing Bidda. And most of you who don't know what Bidda means, it's an Arabic word, it means innovations. Inventing into the way that you of life that you're supposed to serve God, their own ideas, their own ideologies. And I just stated to you earlier that Almighty God Allah said our will and our ideas and thoughts are all wrong. And all in His will and His word is all good. So when we follow our will, our ways, we are into evil. We're into corruption and destruction of ourselves and all of the whole human race. So why don't you turn back to Allah, your creator, the one you can't see before it's too late, because time is running out fast. And I say this to you. There will be a judgment day. You don't have to believe in it. And a lot of Muslims be talking about it sometime, not as much as they need to be reminding each other of the judgment day. And people in general, most people don't want to talk about the judgment day because they don't want to believe that there's going to be a judgment day. They want to believe, that's just a myth. And that's just a sin. We better live and enjoy our life and get all the pleasure we can get here on this earth, because when we die, we dead and done. That's the end of us. Any fool that believe that, you are have reached the epitome of insanity. Just as sure as you was born, you're going to die. And after you die, how do you know what's going to happen? Anybody out there, listen, can you answer that? When you die, how do you know what's going to happen? You don't. But if the Creator has revealed millions of years ago, and it have happened for millions and thousands of years, that no human being ever left this earth that died never came back to tell you how it is on the other side. And it ain't going to never happen. So when you die, people, you're going to be resurrected to have to give an account. On a day called judgment, resurrection and judgment day, you're going to have to pay for everything you did here in this life. You only put here to be tested to see if you'll be best in your conduct so that you can earn back your eternal life in the hereafter with your Creator. And if you live a life of evil, wickedness, and sin, you will earn the eternal hell fire that the Creator has prepared in the hereafter for all the disbelievers. That's the Munafiquns, the Kafiruns, and all that means in Arabic is that for you Muslim, the rejecters of faith, the intentional rejecters of faith, and you Christians and all other people, Kafiruns, intentional rejecters of faith in your Creator, because you can't see Him. You don't see the Creator, but you breathe in His air. Now, if you don't believe in Him, why don't you stop breathing His air? Tell me that. Stop breathing. Today, right now. You don't want to do that, do you? Well, why you don't want to believe in the one who's sustaining the air you believe in? You eat food, right? And a lot of people are so obese in America. Lord, eat just glutton. Glutton like pigs. Now, if you don't believe in the Creator, who provides that food that you eat, even the hog? The Creator grow that food. Man may plant the food, but who grow the food? Who bring down the water from the heavens so that the water can moisture the earth so that the food can be produced? It has to have moisture. You can't grow no food on no dry, barren land or on no sand. It has to be moisture. And then with that, you have to plant the seeds. And after you plant the seeds down in the earth, the Creator is the one that cultivates those seeds and bring those seeds into life, into food, just like He brings us into life in the wombs of our mothers. In three stages, one veil out of darkness after another. And that's another thing I want to emphasize. Allah, or the Creator, called this world, the material world, a benighted world. Why do He call it a benighted world? He's saying night, not represent night, the physical night. He's saying most people in this world are in spiritual darkness and mental darkness of His reality that they can't see. So even though they're walking around blind, they can't see most people. they're mentally and spiritually dead. How do you know they're dead? Because dead people kill, dead people steal, dead people commit fornication, dead people commit adultery, dead people commit all kinds of sin. Dead people, males be with, have sex with females. Females have sex with males, other females. That's what dead people do. They commit sin. People alive do good. Huh? They do good. Huh? Like their creator. They love and they do good. And two things that really tells and determines our faith, our person's faith in the creator, is that person living their life in fear of doing anything to displease Almighty God. And knowing that even though they don't see their creator, they know he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He sees them at all times. And they treat his people good. Almighty God, Allah said his love is for everybody. And if you're going to serve him, your love got to be for all people too. And his creation too. And when you love something, you don't have it. And you got all these Muslims and Christians and Jews and people talking about they love each other. I love you. And at the same time, pausing you, killing you. The government of the United States, I'm going to use them in this instance as a good example. They're supposed to be a government of the people and by the people. That's supposed to be called a what? A democracy. We ain't never seen a democracy in America in over 500 years since its conception. All we've seen is hypocrisy. And that's how the majority of the people in America and the world is. They're hypocrites. They say one thing and they do another. They tell you they're going to do good by you and have no intentions of doing good by you. They say they're going to do good by you, but their actions by you is bad. Huh? That's a hypocrite. They ain't true to their word. And most people ain't true to their words because they are disbelievers in the unseen. They are disbelievers in the goodness of Almighty God Allah. Peace. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam. Wa alaikum as-salam. Our brother is teaching. He's very teaching today. And we pray to Allah that you are listening. That you are listening to his teaching. I'm here now. I hope that you can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Okay. Because... Here we are. Okay, my phone, I had it on the other side of the computer. I couldn't see it for a minute, so I was sort of sticking my mouth in the room. We're grateful, brother. These are such beautiful teachings. They are bringing so much to my mind today of readings that I have been doing in the Quran. And I put little pages in to remind myself that I would like to mention some particular ayahs that I've been reading today. And in his teachings about us worshiping different gods and calling it religious things that we love on this earth and give all our attention to. And this is our religion. We don't, the understanding of religion and faith he was teaching us. So I came across that and some more in his discussion. So that's what was important, that we should understand that. And the Quran also, and this is Surah 16, Ayah 35, I think 38. The worshippers of false God, if Allah had so willed, we should not have worshipped aught but him, neither we nor our fathers, nor should we have prescribed prohibition other than his. So did those who went before them. But what is the mission of the messengers but to preach the clear truth? For we assuredly sent among every people a messenger with the command, serve Allah and excuse evil. Let me leave evil alone. Leave evil alone. Don't even go near it. To serve the Creator and do what he says to. All the people were some whom Allah guided and some on whom error became inevitably established. So travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who denied the truth. thou art ancient for their guidance. Yet Allah guides not such as he leads to stray, and there is none to help them as he leads them. They're going to think, okay, let him go. Let him go that way if they want to go that way. Believe him, is going to do what they want to do. I didn't say he leads. He does not lead anyone to stray. But you will hear some people saying that. So I want to clear that up for you. Okay? But he says, but most among mankind, they don't realize it's not. They realize it's not. They must be raised up. That means all humanity, like Imam Shahid Shabbat said, there is the day of judgment. There is the hereafter. There is the eternal life. And we will see that. Whether man comes back for us from the dead or not, for us to see, we will definitely have to face the reality that there is eternal life, that there is a judgment, that we will be raised up. They must be raised up in order that he may manifest to them the truth of that wherein they differ, and that they, the rejectors of truth, may realize that they had indeed surrendered to falsehood. For to anything which we have willed, we but say the word be, and it is. People, this is all making manifest, as you can see, just what the Imam is teaching. You see it right here in the Quran, and you can also see it in the Bible, in your holy books. This is reality. And he's doing his job, Imam Shahid Shabbat. He's waking you up. He's letting you know. He's not going to be blamed for not letting you know the truth. It's up to you to decide. But you also must know the reality of your decision, too. What will happen according to what choice you make in life. Thank you. I want to let you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, which comes on now at 1 p.m. We were on at 10:30 a.m., but because of other things were also I was involved with, and this is also spiritually too, trying to work with my granddaughter in her Sunday school program, I had to change this program to 1 p.m., and this will be temporarily. But the 10:30 a.m., we seem to be getting as many guests at 1 p.m. as we do at 10:30 a.m. However, sometimes it's at even time, we don't have any guests to appear on the air in the studio to want to express themselves, and this seems to be one of those times. But so far, I don't see anybody coming on. So if you want, I have anything to say in the audience, the listening audience, push the number one button, and we'll be glad to have you come on the show and talk with us. Express yourself. Give us some feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator, 1 o'clock p.m. He's speaking today on people. When we forget our Creator, insanity takes the place of intelligence. Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum. Again, yes, when we forget our Creator, our Creator says in the Holy Quran, he says he speaks to the human being in our intelligence. Yeah, this is what he says. He said he created the human being, and he says he created the human being with a good heart, the nature of good in his heart. And he said when he put that good nature in the heart of the human being from his divine real spirit, it gave birth or rise to the intellect in the human being. The intellect is intelligence. The intellect gives the human being the ability, to think. And not only to think, but it gives the human being, since his nature is good, it gives him the ability to distinguish right from wrong. Yeah, because the start in world in this world is good. Now, I want to go to something else. For all of you that know and may not know, you still need to be reminded, like I need to be reminded, like we all need to be reminded, all the time of our Creator, Allah, our cherisher and sustainer, our Rabb, our Lord. Almighty God, Allah says, and then I'm going to come from the Bible to confirm it. Almighty God, Allah says, that out of all the countless human beings on earth he's created thus far and until the end of time, he say ain't but nine, he say out of every thousand, ain't but one out of every thousand going to heaven and 999 of all people going to hell. Think about it. Think about that. That's something to think about. And not just for me to go home, think about that right there. And then, out of the Bible, I used to love that song my mother and them used to sing. I didn't know what it meant, but I could feel it. When the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, yeah. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Hey, why? Why do you want to be in that number? Because it ain't going to be but a few saints marching into heaven across the bridge of Sirat, that bridge that leads into heaven. The majority of the people going to be under the bridge going into the hellfire. Do you want to be one of them people? Ask yourself that question. Not me. And then the sister just read where Allah said throughout the whole Quran, most people ain't going to believe, even if he did all of these miraculous things, they still won't believe. Most people, you don't say some. You hear a lot of Muslims all the time and Christians, especially Muslims, that's so pathetic, saying what they want to say. Yes, some of the people like this, Allah says some of them ain't going to believe. Allah don't say some, he say most. He say most people ain't going to have faith in him, even though the few people that have sincere faith in him want them to. And he say, though a few sincere mu'minun believers in Islam believe in him, he say, the majority of people that say they believe in Islam and in the him in the world say they will not believe in him. And we see this disbelief displayed in their actions. You can't show nobody you believe by speaking Arabic. Huh? Of the Quran. I ain't talking about just the language. The language itself, Arabic, ain't no better than this corrupt English language. But the language, the Arabic language in the Quran is pure and protected by the Creator Allah. Why? Because Allah knew that all his other revelations were corrupted by men. And he knew since this was going to be the last opportunity for all mankind, he was going to protect this revelation so they wouldn't have no excuse to say, well, my prophet, Jesus or Moses and them, I couldn't understand what they said clearly. You won't be able to say that with the Quran because one of the titles of the Quran is what? El Biyana, the clear evidence. And for you out there, I ain't even going to go into that. I said what I said, I meant what I said. It's the clear evidence. Huh? And one of the titles of the Quran is Al-Haq, the truth. And I guarantee you it's both. It's the clear truth. You don't believe it, read it, be sincere, and it'll transform your life. And Allah says when you become a true Muslim, a true believer in Islam, he give you a new life, a new life, a life that's good and pure. Huh? And he say not only that, he will give you a light, L-I-G-H-T, to walk and guide your footsteps to his light in the hereafter. And not only guide your footsteps, but for anybody that see your light in this world of people in spiritual darkness, they will be able to see your light. And if they want to come out of the darkness of corruption and sin, they can follow your light and follow you right on in the jail and y'all can go together. Don't you want that? Or you want to stay in this pit of cesspool of evil, corruption, and hell? And Allah called this world a temptation of hell. And he said, we almost passed through this world. He called it a fire of temptation. Huh? So this world is a fire of temptation that leads into the hell fire. Allah said, every time you go astray from his truth, you enter into the hell fire. His prophet Muhammad said that. Both of them, he spoke only what Allah said. And he said, every time you go astray, you enter hell fire when you go astray from the truth. That's why most people are already in hell. And they're miserable. And misery love company. Always trying to pull somebody that ain't in that misery with them. So this is a talk right here. Ain't no special written down, nothing. Allah speaking through me. Because he speaks through all of us if we just empty ourselves like an empty glass and realize we're nothing, we're nobody, and our Creator is our only reality. He's our all in all. He's our reality. Outside of his reality, there is no reality. There's only illusion. Understand this? Because, hey, time is running out fast, and you all know it. That's all you hear people talking about now. Oh, man, time running out fast. And I say this to all of you Muslims and all you non-Muslims. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, the last prophet of Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he said, you will know when the end of time for evil on this earth will end when a year go by like 6 months. That's right now. Years go by like 6 months. A year go by like 6 months. You're in the end of the period of time of evil on this earth. So all you evildoers, be warned. All you hypocrites and you deliberate evildoers, be warned. Your days are numbered. You ain't got much longer. You finna be destroyed, all of you together. He's just taking a few of y'all at a time now, so that those who are good can see what he's doing to y'all and y'all evil. Perchance they may separate themselves from y'all evil, wicked ways, so they won't be destroyed when they destroy all of you like he did Pharaoh in the Red Sea with all of the Israelites of Moses that followed him and all of his followers. And he always did this throughout history. He said the evil results of what people did in the past destroyed them. It came back on them. The end of evil is evil. You think you're going to do all this evil and then you're going to get good? Huh? No, you're going to get the same thing you put out. What goes around comes around. You put evil out there, evil going to come back around. Ain't the earth round? History repeats itself. What you put out in history, it's going to come right back around to you. You put good out there in history, you're going to have some good history coming back to you. You put evil out there in history, you're going to have some evil coming back to you. That's on the individual level and on the national level for all humanity. Do you understand? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Imam Shahid Shabazz and the reality of the Creator. He's on today again. Malakatim, people, that's the time you join him. And he is speaking strong. Beautiful discussion. People, when we forget our Creator, and sanity takes the place of intelligence. And we can see from this world that we're in, I mean, everybody's saying now, what's wrong with this world? Time is definitely nearing the end. He said, they keep saying, we have to spend the end of time. Look at the people. All of them are acting like they're out of their minds. I was with a sister last week, and she was saying the same thing. You know, most of the people just all of them act like they're out of their minds. They don't have a mind to think. I said, well, have you studied? Did you study Quran? You study religion, you study teaching. What does it say about the end of time? The minds would be demented in the people. I think you can just see this now. They're just like walking zombies, not thinking at all, just doing and reacting emotionally and in such intellectual ways, no intelligence behind it, no thought pattern, reasoning behind it. They just say whatever comes out of their mouth. Most of them don't really speak any language anymore except for filthy, vulgar, foul languages, foul words that make you sick sometimes to hear them. They're constantly coming out if you're in the public, on public transportation or anything like that, where you really have to be among the people. It's so unfortunate. But most of them that you hear and see in that, the way they carry out, no respect for the other person, whatever they say it loudly on the bus or in public, so that everybody can hear. And the language is so foul, so filthy. It's pathetic. I know also that I was on the bus one day last week, and there was this young mother who got on with her daughter, and it was a shame that her daughter was less than about a year and a half, maybe something like that, and she was cursing her out. I mean, you would think, even, oh, because you don't want to have curse. They say don't even curse out. don't curse among all people and children, they used to say, but you shouldn't be cursing at all. But he's cursing a baby, a little baby that don't even understand what the language is, how to express himself, how to even speak out, and telling him what to do and where to sit and sit so-and-so step down on the bus. And it's just pitiful. So, you really feel like getting up and really saying something to these people, but, you know, it's best sometimes for people taking it to let Allah take care of it. Say a prayer and say a prayer for them and ask his hand and his guidance and how what you're doing in a situation like this. Because I think a lot of us really, I could see that people really looking at it, shaking their heads, wanting to do something. But this is to all of us what timing is. People like these children, like these youth, they are. They don't need any children because they need help and guidance and teaching and direction and the right way to live their life. How are they going to teach a baby how to live her life? But this is what they're living in now. And then you want to know why the world is like it is. These children are growing up. When they grow up without right guidance, without any direction, without living in a life of confusion in a house where someone is constantly saying vile, crooked language to them, what do you expect them to be? What type of human being? This is what you're living in, the time we're living in, people. It's the time in the end, and this time is the time for weeping. It's a very sad time that we're living in now. It's the time for all together, the gathering unity of goodness getting together, the goodness work to overcome this evil, because that's how it's going to all end. Bring it, the goodness is going to issue itself back in, and it's doing that, and it's going to overtake the evil. But we have to come together, we have to have an understanding, and try to find out how we can help in this world, who we can join, where it's a good going, that we can join. But number one, we have to want to join, know who our Creator is. We have to want to come back to God, come back to the right path, come back to prayer, and then from there, joining with those who are like us, and work together to change this world, to bring about the good. Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We don't seem to have any guests today, brother. Seems like you and I will be carrying on the show today.
Well, that's fine with me. I ain't got no issue with that. I mean, hey, Allah's words don't never run out. So anybody that don't want to come on, it's a lot of people got the number. If they don't want to come on, it's okay. I mean, if they want to listen, they got something to listen at.
Right,
no,
right,
they ain't
yes,
got
sir.
Something to listen at. They got the truth to listen at.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, indeed. That's right, brother. And Imam Shaheed Shabazz is teaching strong, and as you know, he has profound messages, simple, clear messages. They teach us to think. They wake us up. He wakes us up with words that we just never heard before, and we have to think on. And it touches our soul and our heart. And that's why we know the message is definitely from Allah. And we want to thank him for his humbleness and his desire to bring and share this truth, this knowledge with the people. Help them find their way back to the right path and the right way to serve Allah and to live their life. Now I give to you again, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum again. First of all, I want to say to all of you listening, and I want to say to all of you who are not listening, I'm speaking to your soul. You need people to start realizing that every day that you are blessed to live to see could be your last day on the earth. The question I want you to ask yourself, are you going to be prepared? Because you ain't going to know when the Creator Allah going to send the angel of death for your soul. But are you going to be ready? Are you going to be ready to be received back by Allah to his heaven? Or are you not going to be ready to be received by him? And Allah say this. He say, if you don't want to meet him, you don't want to meet him in his heaven. You don't want to see him. You don't want to meet him. He say, he don't want to see you or meet you either. So understand this, people. Allah, your Creator, he don't need you. He don't need your worship. He don't need your prayers. He don't need nothing from you. Because what have anybody got to give the Creator, Allah? Nothing. Because they got nothing. The Creator owns everything. People around here talking about my this, my that, my children, my husband, my wife, my girlfriend, my boyfriend. And I mean, this is so sick, too. I want to say this first. On the day of judgment, resurrection and judgment, Almighty God, Allah say, a father going to run from his son. A mother going to run from her daughter. A child going to flee from their parents. He say, everybody that day, they ain't going to know nobody. Your closest friend, you ain't even going to know him. Because you're going to have too much concern about your own soul being saved and not going into that hell fire you're going to see over there to make you indifferent to all the rest of the people. Also, for you lewd, naked people who love nakedness and lewdness and immorality, we're going to be resurrected the same way we were created in this world, bare and naked and uncircumcised. On the day of resurrection, we're going to be bare, naked, and uncircumcised. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, his one of his wives, Aisha, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with her, she said, that, and I thought about it too, before I heard what Aisha said, may Allah be pleased with her. She said, oh, Prophet, ain't people going to be looking at each other naked? You see how people look at each other naked in this world. Go down to South Beach, Miami. I just left them down there not too long ago. You want to see the nakedness, no clothes, naked flesh, huh? But you ain't got to go to Miami Beach, Florida, South Florida. Miami Beach is all over the world now, especially in America. But even the prophet said to Aisha, he responded back. He said, no, ain't nobody going to be looking at each other. He kind of smiled. He said, people going on that day be so focused on their Lord, on Allah, and whether or not they pleasing to him and that he going to put them in heaven or put them in hell. They going to be so concerned, they ain't even going to notice each other there. And all of them going to be naked. No clothes. Why? And this is another beautiful thing that goes with that. Allah said he giveth the human being clothes to cover our shame. What is he talking about? To cover our shame of sin. See, the clothing of righteousness covers the clothes of sin. See, when you sin, you take off your clothes of righteousness. And after you take off your clothes of righteousness on the inside, then you begin to take off your outer clothes. Because Allah says actions are but by intention. So you got all these Muslims and these people covering their body on the outside with long clothes, but on the inside their hearts are naked with sin. So now they can't help it because Allah is compelling them. He says whatever anybody is striving for, the results of it will soon come in sight. Whatever you've been striving for. So if you've been striving and been naked on the inside because you've been sinning by night and trying to play righteous by day, he said he's going to bring out that nakedness so everybody can see you for who you are, a naked sinner. And that's what we see today. Naked sinners, most Muslim, most Christian, most Jews, most people in religion, you are nothing but naked sinners. Yeah, we're coming at you hard today. You think I'm coming at you hard? You ain't seen hard until you go into the torments of the hell fire in the life in the hereafter. Huh? Read the Quran and see what it says about the hell fire. And for all you Muslims that want to go around trying to judge other people, you best stop that stuff. Allah said when you judge somebody and anybody, he judge you. He don't judge them. He judge you. Because he said he ain't made you no God over nobody. Who you think you are? You are a sinner just like they are. And then you got these people calling themselves Catholics. This always been absurd to me. They go behind these little curtains. And they say, Father, Father, I have sinned. Forgive me, Father. Father, Father, I did this right here. I committed this sin. I fornicated on my, I committed adultery on my wife. I was sleeping with a man. I was sleeping with a woman. Father, Father, please forgive me. And the Father says, son, a daughter, you have sinned, and God is a forgiving God. So God has forgiven you your sins, so go on and don't sin no more. Who going to forgive him of his sins? The father that they talked to, he done just got through being with another man sexual. The father they talked to just got through being with a sister, a fornicator. So who going to forgive him of his sin? And one time these Caucasians, with this white racism, they got a movie called Superman. And everything super was a white man. So-called white man. But anyway, Superman was one of the biggest ones. And in this movie, Superman, you know, he could fly. And his girlfriend, Lois Lane, she fell off in the building that they was working in, a news building. And as she was falling, he swooped under and caught her. And she, and he said, don't worry, I got you. And Lois Lane said to him, who got you? Letting you know that who got you? You're a human being. You can't catch me and hold me up in the air as a human being. It's some power greater than you that got me and you up. Think about it for you non-thinkers. So all praise is due to Allah. You might not want to come on and say nothing, but you're going to have a whole lot to think about after we get off of this program, after it go off. Yeah. That Almighty God Allah says again, and this is Allah speaking to in the Bible, saying in the time where we're at right now, it says most people, not some, most people would be lovers of themselves. So they wouldn't love God, the Creator. They would be lovers of themselves. And most people you see every day, they love themselves so much that they just, oh, man, it's pathetic. They love themselves so much that men don't want to be a man no more. They want to be a woman. They love themselves so much that women, females, don't want to be females no more. They want to be a male. Huh? And then you got not only homosexuals and lesbians.
We have 3 minutes.
Okay, but not okay. I'm going to come in with this quickly. Not only do you have homosexuals and lesbians, but you got what one girl said is trisexuals. People try anything. Trisexuals. So we'll close with prayer. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Ma'aliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إذن صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. I said in English, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise, all praise is due to Allah, the creator, the cherisher, and sustainer of all the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful. Master, ruler of the day of judgment, thee alone do we seek for worship and thine aid. Thee alone do we praise and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor. Those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray from your straight way. Amen. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. You have been listening, our beautiful radio listening audience, today to the teachings of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Join us again next Sunday, same time, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also invite others to join us and share with them all the beautiful knowledge, inspiration, spiritual lessons that you're getting to help make your life better. Share it with others to help make their life better also. And until then, we want to thank you for joining us this time. And we will see, hear from you next Sunday. Be ready to have a conversation.
That's what we pray. right, one who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right, and from